Hey, maybe you're like me and your son's out of town and your wife isn't getting anywhere close to a squirrel skinning. Hey, when you're alone and don't have help, I've got a great tool that can be useful. I'll show you more in this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill.
We're gonna go on a late season squirrel hunt today. Man, it's nice out here, about 39, 40 degrees, beautiful morning, sun shining. And I've got my 22 long rifle. Man, I have had this thing for a long, long time. I mean, it is harvested a bunch of squirrels, even a few rabbits. Look at there. It's even got a squirrel right there on it. I don't know if you can see it. It's an oldie. Here's for my dad. The stock got broke on it years and years ago, and it may not be pretty, but he sure got it back on there just right. And nothing like some wood glue and self-tapping screws, huh? Not pretty, but it'll work. And this old rifle brings back a lot of memories, so I like to finish out a hunting season on a good squirrel hunt with this old rifle. So let's slip through here and see what we can find this morning. One thing about hunting late season like this, not like it is in the fall, you know, when they're up in the trees cutting hickory nuts or cutting acorns and feeding on them, you're mainly gonna see them on the ground. So a lot of times it's good. I mean, slipping through the woods is always like still hunting through the woods, but a lot of times it's good just kind of getting a good location where there's several hardwood trees and just kind of sit down, kind of post up and let the woods settle down. And if you're in a location that had a lot of food source in it, then you're probably going to see a squirrel. So that may be what we do here in just a minute. But we'll get out of this cedar thicket where the hardwoods break over here in a minute. I decided I was slipping through the woods, but it's just so open, of course, because it's winter, but it's just so open that it was hard to slip up on any of those squirrels. So I was gonna have to post up somewhere. So they drove me crazy all deer season. So I thought I'd climb up in my deer stand and hunt over the food plot here and the deer feeder, because I know they've been eating that deer feed. And there were several of them there when I started slipping down the hill. So we'll sit here a little bit, see if we can't connect with a few of them after the woods kind of settle down for me. Slipping through there, I mean, it's just wide open, so they can see me coming through the woods pretty easy right now. So we'll see what we see here in a minute.
All right, so here we are. We're after the morning hunt. Man, the wind has really picked up, so I'm glad it wasn't this windy when I was out there this morning going squirrel hunting. So if you've watched an episode or two in the recent past, you have heard me mention this new tool that I had gotten in that I was so excited to be able to get and to be able to use. Well, here it is. Can you tell what it is? Can you tell that? The rooster seems to know what it is. He may find himself on the end of this tool in a minute. But anyway, this is a hunter's helper, and it is an attachment to help you skin squirrels. And it's not just for squirrels. You can actually use this for rabbits. You can use it for young raccoons as well if you were going to skin them. But let me show you how it works. So there's a couple of methods, obviously, to skinning a squirrel by yourself. There is one method that you would take the squirrel. Of course, he's a little stiff from this morning, but you would take the squirrel, you would cut him down the middle, and you would skin him that way and dress him. I'm not real proficient at that. Most of the time I go hunting with Hunter or maybe another friend, so there's always someone there usually to help me skin the squirrel. So there's that method, but there's nothing like having someone hold it. You're so much quicker like that, and this takes the place of Hunter. So if he can't go hunting, I can use this tool when I go hunting by myself to help me field dress and to dress out the squirrel. So let me show you how it works. So if I was going to start skinning the squirrel, I would take his back legs and I would slip them right down here, and it goes to the tapered end of this funnel. So you slip it right down in there, and then you would proceed to take his tail off. When I skin him, I'll skin like that and do what I call take his shirt off of him. I'd take his shirt off of him, skin him down. I'll have made a couple of cuts here, skin him down. Then I would slip him out. And then this middle hole here is for where you put his head through there, take him down right there, and then you would take his britches off of him. Simple as that. I mean, I'm telling you, this tool right here is going to save me so much time. And so I'm pretty excited about it. It's something that you could build yourself. Matter of fact, I ordered this one, but we had built one ourselves, but I don't know where it got off to. And basically, this slit right here is about an inch and a quarter long at the top, you know, and then it tapers down to a real small, about as big around as a pencil down here. Same on both sides. This right here is about as big around as a tennis ball, and then it tapers down like that. So, very handy tool, pretty easy to build if you've got yourself, you know, maybe a welder, you know, some thin metal, and maybe a cutting torch to cut the holes out where you can mark them. So, hey, if you ever are in need of a helping hand after a squirrel hunt and you're by yourself, the tool to have. You know, sometimes we feel that way too. There's no one around that can help or understands what we're dealing with. Have you been there? You know, it can certainly feel overwhelming. And you think that you're all alone, but let me share this with you. You aren't. No, the Lord is always near, and He has given us His Word to be a useful and helpful tool to guide us. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, it says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." That's right. The Bible does all of those things within us. When we study His Word, it brings about understanding, wisdom to apply that knowledge. And like it says in Psalms 119, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's Word shows us the way. It guides our steps and our choices. And again, in Psalms 46:1, where it says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble." So when you find yourself in need of help, go to the One who is always near. Call out to the Lord in prayer, and then go to His Word to hear His voice. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you, it says in James 4:8. Have you done that? Have you ever prayed to God and surrendered to Him as your Savior and Lord? Hey, today is the best day to do that. I'd love to show you more. Go to follow.lifeword.org and learn more about who Jesus is and what it means to be His follower. Hey, want to see more videos like these? Follow us on social media sites like YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, or simply go to lifeword.org. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you again soon, right out here in the great outdoors.